AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. The deadline was yesterday, but the Iran nuclear talks will go on at least through tomorrow. The White House says it is not a sign the U.S. and allies are caving in. Here's the AP's Mark Smith.
Press Secretary Josh Earnest says the talks continue because they're continuing to bear fruit in the U.S.-led effort to nail down Iran's commitments to curbing its program.
As long as we continue to make progress in pursuit of those commitments and those agreements, then we'll do it.
Critics in Israel and Congress have said the fact the talks have blown past their Tuesday midnight deadline shows Iran is calling the shots. But Earnest says quite the contrary.
The reason that we're a day past the deadline is because the international community is insisting on a good deal.
Still, he says Iran has yet to make the tough decisions needed even to reach an outline of a deal. Mark Smith at the White House.
New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez has been indicted on federal corruption charges, accused of using his office to improperly benefit a Florida eye doctor and a political donor. Menendez was indicted by a federal grand jury. For the first time, people in California are being ordered to cut water usage.
We're directing local water agencies to take specific action as they determine. But overall, we're looking for a 25% aggregate reduction.
Governor Jerry Brown made the announcement as California struggles to deal with a crippling drought. The snowpack has been in decline all year, and snow supplies a third of California's water. The governor of Arkansas says he wants changes to a bill passed by lawmakers that prohibits the state and local governments from infringing on a person's religious beliefs without a compelling interest. Business executive Jerry Jones says it's time for Arkansas to stop discrimination.
The days of discrimination of any kind in Arkansas only should belong in the history books of our past.
The closing bell just sounded. The Dow finished down 77 points. This is AP Radio News. President Obama has signed an order to start handing out financial sanctions against malicious overseas hackers. This is White House cybersecurity coordinator Michael Daniel.
It is designed to fill in a gap that we have identified where individuals carrying out significant malicious cyber activity are located in places that it's difficult for our diplomatic and law enforcement tools to reach.
Cynthia Lennon has died. She was John Lennon's first wife. When the couple broke up, Paul McCartney wrote Hey Jude for the Beatles to help the couple's son Julian cope.
Take a sad song and make it better.
In a 1993 interview, Cynthia Lennon said she'd always enjoyed meeting Beatles fans.
I was really, really impressed with the fans. They were marvelous. And the love that was coming from them was tremendous. And that the music, of course, will go on forever.
Cynthia Lennon died in Spain. She was 75. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.